Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hello, everyone. Lisa Resnick here, Holmes & Hops. I am here in the studio with John and Abby Chandler, Paladin Brewing. What's up, guys?
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
I've only said to them a million times so far that I was so excited about having them here.
Just a few times.
I mean, they are one of the first brewers that we've had. They were at the beginning of it all. So how are you guys?
Goodness, the beginning of it all.
Yeah, we landed real big in 2015.
Yeah.
What was it? August 23rd?
Yeah.
Or 22nd?
22nd.
It was August 22nd. Yep. So it was, how do I say it? It was very trying at the beginning.
Yeah, our opening months were not easy months. And it wasn't just because of opening a brewery isn't easy. You know, you have all the complications of finding the location and getting the equipment and it getting installed properly. But we also had, I don't know if you know our story, but we had quite a few medical issues going on at the same time.
So I do know somewhat of the story. And I do remember being in D.C. following you guys on Facebook.
Oh, well, thanks.
And seeing the build out and everything that you guys were going through. But for those who haven't heard the story,
I'll give the short version. So right around the time that the equipment showed up, my husband started to get headaches. We found out Father's Day weekend that it was actually
started to get headaches. Imagine that. I'm opening a business.
We just assumed they were stress headaches.
Yeah, exactly. As anybody would.
Yeah. So we found out, though, around Father's Day that it was actually he had cancer. He had adenocarcinoma, a baseball-sized tumor in his sinus cavities.
Holy cow.
So then that was surgically removed on July 23rd. It was a 15-hour surgery with a week stay at the Cleveland Clinic. And he was sent home cancer-free, but they still did chemo and radiation.
Yes.
And so he told me, like, the week we came home, he goes, I think we need to open the brewery in 3 weeks. I was like, what are you talking about?
What?
So his logic was that if he didn't do it now, chemo was going to put it off so far that he wanted to get it done before his treatment started. And so we had so much help from the community.
Friends and family and everybody came in, helped us finish up the bar didn't even have a bar yet. Like,
oh, wow.
It didn't, the walls weren't painted. The trim wasn't done. We had the equipment installed. We brewed a couple beers, but we didn't have no place to drink them.
Oh, yeah.
So that was that was the goal. And people showed up out of everywhere and helped us.
Friends of friends and everything else. Yeah. I actually installed all the wood that has anything to do with the bar. Like myself, a friend of mine, Jamie Pomponio, stained the wood that needed stained. And we just did it. It was like normally not something that would have been my job. But he was in a wheelchair recovering. So I just did it.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yes.
I mean, talk about turning something that could have held you off.
Yes.
And you could have pushed this off. And then where would we be now?
I don't know. So
and you because turned it good.
Yeah, because of all those trials and tribulations, I didn't open with as many beers as I wanted to have. We didn't do distribution immediately. Like I didn't make as big of a splash as I wanted to in the community. I just did what I could. And so we're slowly trying to bring that back. We've had a lot of trial and tribulations all through the past 5 years also, but we got a lot of product now. We got 24 beers on tap.
Yes.
9 of them are in cans, so they're available for immediate takeout. Just walk in and grab a six pack and go.
Oh, that's perfect.
We're doing a little bit of distribution. The whole COVID thing really kind of put a damper on the keg sales, so draft isn't so big. We're trying to do a little bit of the retail push, but a lot of it's just mainly out of our tavern. We're in Ruley Brothers, Boardman, and in Cornersburg. We're also in Giant Eagle in Liberty. So those those three places have been really supporting us.
Very supportive.
Oh, the one stop in the Austintown Plaza. Yes. So, I mean, like, they're open 6 days of the week. So, like, if we're only open four. So, if you want a six-pack of something, you can stop in one stop in Austintown and just grab something.
That's perfect.
They're so nice in there.
Do you guys do mini kegs?
It depends on your definition of mini.
5 gallon kegs. They're sixtals. That's what they're called.
Okay.
So people will come in and buy those actually to take home for their kegerator.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Yes. I'm thinking bringing the beer at home via a keg because, I mean, I do love my canned beer, but draft beer is
it's something different. Special. Yeah, it's something different. Special.
It yeah. is. It's good. It's really good. Now, before we get into what we're drinking, what's your take being the first brewery that we've had in this area and seeing the growth to them, Birdfish, Modern Methods, Noble Creature, like what are your thoughts and what you're seeing out there?
I don't know. I think Youngstown is blessed to have so many breweries around. And I mean, everybody that, I mean, I like, I work with them. Like we have a Stateline Brewers Guild and we meet together and stuff. And, the enthusiasm in the whole brewers group is amazing.
Camaraderie.
Yeah. I love the camaraderie. Yeah.
It's so bizarre. When they first started opening, I remember thinking, no, stop it. We're the brewery in town. Don't, what are you doing? And then you meet these people and then you want them to succeed and you find out. I've always heard this like competitive notion and like just in personal businesses and people that I've known that we got to squash them like a grape, you know? And but when it comes to breweries, it's amazing that everybody just wants each other to succeed. And, you know, we have leaned on each other where people, you know, we needed bottle caps and we had less than we thought we did. We were in the middle of a run. We got bottle caps. We had can lids that somebody needed. They came over and they took the lids and then they brought them back when their shipment showed up. You know, it amazes me how supportive the breweries are to each other.
I think that you all as a group should be something that we all strive to be in every business, because it is true. Like, if we all succeed in what we do, then it just lifts us all up. And what's so cool about the breweries too, having more than one, is it does give that whole drive for people to come in and like hit up all the breweries.
That was something that when I was writing my business plan for Paladin was that I wanted to be a destination point for Youngstown. I wanted people, which is one of the reasons why we're so close to the interstate. I wanted people who are traveling from Cleveland to Pittsburgh or over to New York and they're on Interstate 80 and like, hey, there's a brewery here. So they stop, they visit Youngstown, they see who we are. Like, we're not the town we used to be. We're something different now.
Oh, 100%.
So, like, and I'm proud of that. So, like, you know, if it's the casino that brings you, great. If it's Paladin Brewing that brings you, great. Just stop here and check it out. We got lots of local craft beers that are awesome.
Oh, we do. And I have tested other craft breweries and other places I've gone. And I will tell you, like, our game is good.
Thank you.
Yes, so. Absolutely. We actually had somebody call the other day that was driving like from Cincinnati to New York. And she's like, what time do you open? I need to get six packs of Dreamsicle. And I'm like, well, we're not actually open when you're going to be by. But if you just want six packs, my husband's there. And, and so she was able to get what she wanted as she went through. But sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But it amazes me that the phone calls I get. I'm driving from this place really far away to this place really far away. Can I come by? Yeah, that'd be great.
That's because people want you to bring the beer to their house for it, and not just what you can just grab at Giant Eagle, whatever. They want you to bring that special craft beer that is difficult to find and bring it to us.
That's one of those things that got me into the industry was the sharing of the beverage. I mean, people do it with wines.
Yes.
People do it with bourbons. But the craft beer movement, now I saw it explode in Colorado. I went there in 2008. And it was inspiring how many craft breweries were just there. I was in Loveland/Fort Collins area. There was five in this, I don't want to say small town, but it's small like Youngstown.
Yep.
And then I went back 2 years later and there was twice as many.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I was like, wow. I said, you know, this is an up and coming thing. Youngstown will be there soon. And I got the gumption to go do it.
I feel like breweries have become an anchor. Like they're the anchor store or whatever it is of a community, because people can build up around you.
I think that would be fantastic. I mean, I definitely will say that the community that we have, that our regulars that come to our tavern, like, they'll tell you, no, that's my bar.
Yeah. And it's true. Like, I've been there and I have seen the whole even like coffee shop vibe. Like, people, they'll be there, they'll be reading their book, they'll be drinking a beer. Like, it's a nice, relaxed atmosphere.
It has turned out more Cheers-like than I could have ever dreamed. I mean, that's what you want. Like, whenever you open a business, any kind, you want it to be that friendly, welcoming environment. But we have people that everybody screams their name when they walk in. I mean, that's it's not awesome. Norm, but, you know, we...
not yet.
Yeah, we haven't had a Norm yet.
Some Norm is listening right now.
And he's like, it's going to be me.
Yeah, right. Because now I know I have a void to fill.
Yeah. So, but Charlie and Robert, both of them, when they come in, everybody gets so excited. Yeah. Says their name. So,
I mean, it is good. You guys provide a place for people in the community to go and socialize, get away from our electronics.
Yep. No TVs.
Taste some good beer and actually interact with each other.
Yeah. We try to keep it low key, family friendly. So you can bring a toddler, a baby. You can bring your 16-year-old son with you so he can drive you home. I don't care.
Well, you guys also have an amazing outdoor space as well.
Yes. Yeah,
that has been a blessing, and it's a little bit underrated. People don't know it's there. So, like, that allows us to do this social distancing really, really well. And we've been trying to encourage people that weren't able to have their big fundraisers to actually have a small one at our place, because we can actually house those and still maintain the social distancing, because our backyard is, I mean, it's huge. Like, our building sits on 1.2 acres. So, I mean, you include the parking lot in the building, you only got a half acre left, but that's still a lot of room.
It is a lot of room for a back patio for any business. Yeah. It does extend.
Well, even our back patio, which is under the tent,
that
it's a big space all on its own. I think there's 6 picnic tables on there, and they're all 6 feet apart.
We can put 8. We only have 6 right now.
Oh, yeah.
The other 2 in the backyard.
We moved them, yeah. Okay. But there's 8 picnic table spaces, and they're all 6 feet apart. So that's 6 separate families that can be out there safely. And that is just like a quarter of our backyard.
Yeah.
And then there's that whole other area in the grass. So
what was the process in finding this place?
It took 2 years.
2 years.
We thought that was going to be the hard part. So while we're trying to find this business, this location, we thought, oh man, once we get it, it'll be smooth sailing. Well, obviously that's not how it works, that's what we thought. He really wanted it like in Fort Collins. They're just like in the back of a warehouse. And he's like, you know, most of our business is going to be distribution. We can just da-da-da. And I'm like, no, I want it to be on the street. I want it to be easily findable. I don't want it to be hidden.
So, like, well, the ones in Colorado,
is correct.
A lot of them are actually just in industrial parks.
Right.
So, like, even down in Cincinnati, like, you go into an industrial park and you're going through an extrusion plant and you know, a chair making company, and then there's a brewery.
The same thing with Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
You'll have them, there'll be a lot in industrial parks that you wouldn't, it does take you a bit to find it. It's definitely like you have to plan it out. It's not just a drive-by.
And that is the norm, because what happened was is they were building these places to make beer.
Yes.
And then they were suddenly allowed to sell beer.
Yeah.
And so they just put a tap room in the front. Well, we knew ahead of time that we were allowed to sell beer. So I'm like, I really, you know, want this road front place. And so we really wanted to, our original goal was to be in Liberty Township, because that's where we live.
On Belmont, right off of Interstate 80 somewhere.
Okay.
That was our original goal, but we finally exhausted that and ventured to Austintown.
Primarily because property was too expensive, but more the fact that there wasn't a building that had high enough ceilings to house the equipment that we wanted to put into it. So that was the biggest challenge. I mean, you can find a retail location, no problem, but to get 15 or 16 foot ceilings, that's tricky sometimes.
Yes. That is a little difficult to find. Narrows down your building search.
And we actually looked at the property that we're at now very early on. And at that time, it was out of the budget.
So far out of the budget.
2 years later, it almost dropped half in price. So then,
because
all of
it was
sudden,
still on the market. Nobody was interested. You know, so
the realtor showed it to say, she said, you should look at this again. It just dropped in price. Okay. And then
went back and took it a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, we were like, okay, let's see, could we do this?
We almost said no because of the cat shelter. So Falcon Animal Shelter is in the front of our building. And I was like, no, I want to be in the front. I want to be like on the street. And then we saw the backyard and we were like, well, maybe we want to be in the back. so that we can use the backyard space. And so the lease, the cat shelter lease, came with the building. So it was like, we had to, you know, like, you, we had to manage them. And now it's been such a blessing having them as tenants. I mean, they're fabulous people. They do such good work with those cats. And being in the back was the right choice because of the patio and the yard. So,
and then you also have some income coming in from that as well.
Yeah, it's nice. Yes.
So did you guys hire an architect? Do like... A soil study? Well, like, what exactly did you all soil study?
Well, no, that's interesting you say that. No, I had to, the bank required me to have a soil study done. Okay. It was a, I don't remember what it was called, like an economic level three or something.
There's the environmental phase
that's
one.
That's what it was, yeah.
Phase two is when they actually do the studies. Like, actually, yeah. Phase one is a lot of the preliminary work.
Right.
And like, finding
the
report.
Research.
Yeah, it's just research. Phase two is when they actually find out if what they put into the research is actually true, mm-hmm. or if things might be a little bit worse.
I had to do a two, or better. Possibly a three, because there used to be a gas station on the corner.
Oh,
a long time ago.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Were there any underground storage tanks or anything like
that?
They
didn't find anything on my property. The gas station was actually where Newards is, Newards Auto Sales.
Yes.
So it was actually there, but they thought it could have leached into our soil. And okay. The bank didn't want anything to do with that. So they had to do this. So they were just, you know,
yep.
It was expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Those studies are not inexpensive at all.
No.
Not at all.
It's funny that I don't even remember this. There's so much that happened.
It was like I blocked it out.
So, and then I hired an architect only because it was necessary to get building plans drawn up.
Yeah.
But the entire layout of the whole building and the way it's set up was all designed by myself. Basically, it starts at almost the front of the building. If you just step back from where the cat shelter is, and it grain goes in there, and then you go all the way towards the tavern and beer goes out. So
wow.
it just flows through, you know, the whole building. It's just, that's the way it was designed, was so that, you know, you didn't start here and then go here and then go back over to here. Like the product just goes in and then it goes out.
So how did you start in the whole brewing process? Did you brew as well?
Well, I actually have a picture of me pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen brewing over this big pot of beer on the stove. So, but no, it was always him. I did everything I could do to help, but it was always him. And I was pregnant with twins too. It was huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was huge. But he actually, my parents bought him a Mr. Beer kit for Christmas after we went to Colorado.
Yeah, that was 2008 Christmas. So it was after our first trip there. And I was like, wow, good beer exists. I had no idea. Because in Youngstown, like, I think Rust Belt wasn't even open yet.
Natty Light wasn't cutting it.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
And so you couldn't get good craft beer. The grocery store may have had like Sierra Nevada and Sam Adams. So like, I started trying those and enjoying them, but that was all you had to choose from.
Yes.
And I was like, I went out there and I went to two or three of the breweries and I got flights and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Except we didn't say that back then.
Yeah. That's for my kids.
Yeah. Because we have children.
Yeah.
So
kids definitely keep us hip to what's happening.
Well, we think they do. They don't think they
do. Oh, cut it out, Dad.
So he started making beer that way. And then I actually misunderstood something he had said once. And I bought him an all grain kit for Christmas. And he was like, oh, I wasn't really ready for that, but okay, let's go. And so we were making, you know, like four batches at once and all this stuff. And then things changed where he was working and it was time to move on. And so that was.
So that's how you adjusted and where it's like, you know what? This is something I am enjoying.
Yeah,
whenever, and let's just do it.
Whenever, like the year that it was like, okay, we're gonna do this. Like, I probably brewed 10-gallon batches at home, and for experiment purposes to figure out recipes and stuff. I probably did 100 of those in 1 year.
Oh yeah. Wow!
You were brewing constantly at home.
Yeah, I would bottle half it. I would keg half it. I'd give it away. I just because like I needed to iron out what Paladin wanted. So whenever we actually opened the business, I mean, we only opened with four beers, but.
So tell me the first time you thought, like, you knew that you wanted to brew and you wanted to expand to actually distribute and to open a brewery. So tell me about that conversation between the two of you.
She knew I loved it, but her father is like, well, if you're going to do it, you better just do it now. And they told me to do it. Not, it wasn't really my idea.
Yeah, I get, yeah, every once in a while I apologize. I'm so sorry I made you do this.
Because there's times when you're running your own business that it's like, you know, pulling teeth. It's like it's hard exhausting. Work.
I mean, you know, the days that he works, like he'll have weeks where he works 3 12-hour days in a row. And I just go, I'm so sorry. I told you this was a good idea. But he does a great job at it. And I was right. It was a good move. It's just sometimes exhausting.
It was a good idea because you guys are heading up on your 5-year anniversary.
We are. Yep. So we just celebrated 5 years cancer-free last year.
That's right.
Last month. We're going to, in 2 weeks, not even next weekend.
Next weekend, not this one.
Next weekend we are, so it's August 22nd. We're having our big 5-year party.
Wow, it's actually on the same date. How weird is that?
Is it? Oh, look at that. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. That's because it's 5 years. I guess I didn't even realize that.
Normally, I know, right? We just have to pick a weekend that's closest to our anniversary date because we want to have it on Saturday when most people can come. Well, this year it's actually on the same day.
I didn't even realize that. I've been so sucked into all this other stuff. It didn't even cross my mind. But so we have stuff planned for the whole day. So if you get there at the beginning and you can answer a trivia question about Paladin, maybe I'll steal something from this like gas station thing because I didn't know that before.
There you go.
So you have to answer a question. And if you can answer it correctly, you get to take home a free glass. So that's like the beginning of the day. And then Annie's Eatery will be there the whole day serving food. We're doing a to-go box because – like, we really wanted the people to be able to enjoy it that really aren't comfortable with the whole being in public thing right now. And we get that. But yet we still want to thank our customers for being there for us over the past 5 years. So even if you're the type of customer that's been there for us or has never been there for us, we don't care, that has
still come,
but that isn't comfortable being out and about in crowds. So we're doing this box thing where you get a bunch of beer, $45 worth of beer and food for only $30.
Oh, wow.
And that's so a great deal. Annie's is in on it with us and they're going to include a shorter list just because, you know, you can't make it too complicated. And then we have these boxes pre-made with ash kick-in bottles, a mix pack of cans, Granny's sweet tea. I don't remember. I mean, we have like this. I have the, it's online. I don't just know it off the top of my head. But
which is the beer that you guys brew for the fire department? It's for the fire
department. That's ash kick-in.
That's ash kick-in.
Yeah, that was something that we worked out together 2 years ago, I think.
It might even be three.
Maybe.
So how did that all come about?
They heard from another fire department in another state. I think it was Colorado. I'm not positive. It's just something that sticks. And they're like, yeah, they're doing collaboration beers. And in some way they help, fund all their extracurricular activities, to raise funds and stuff for their local union. And, so, you know, do you think it would work around here? I was like, I don't know, but here's what I can do. And, you know, if it works for, you know, let me know what you think. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's give it a shot. So, it's helped them raise some funds.
So that is good. What we did is we basically paid them to distribute it.
Okay.
And then that's how they made their money. And so that then they, you know, they participated, they helped brew, they helped bottle it. I made the label, but they, you know, made adjustments to it. You know, they were part of the whole process and then they were part of the distribution as well.
Yeah. So two of the firemen actually became a solicitor for Paladin. Like you have to register them with the state. So they became the solicitor, but anyone could technically deliver the beer, but they were the ones who did the sales.
Okay. I will have to say when it comes to regulations regarding alcohol, beer distribution, everything, it's a lot.
It's a lot to keep track of.
Yes.
Yep. As a brewery, we're allowed to self-distribute in the state of Ohio.
Okay.
It's not that way in every state. Every state's completely different.
Okay.
Like, really weird. So, because of that, like, they just volunteered to deliver the beer for me. So, therefore, I just told them, I said, any beer that you deliver, I will give you basically a commission check, but it was a donation to their union.
Well, that is much nicer and much easier for them than, because I know that in Virginia, the fire department, and they may do it around here too as well. I think it might be a national thing, but they hold the fire boot.
Yeah, and they run around outside of the cars. They did that in Liberty recently.
They do that.
No,
which is so dangerous.
I would think so,
It seemed dangerous,
Especially the way people drive nowadays.
No, and it's better than trying to sell candy bars in magazines, too.
I mean, this is true. You
know, let's do this as a school fundraiser. We're open to it, guys. We're open to it.
Yeah. There you go.
So we are also, one more thing I wanted to tell you about the anniversary. So like I said, we have stuff going on all day, but at 6 o'clock, we're doing a knighting ceremony. And some of our, and if you're listening to this, the people who have really supported us the most, we just want to honor them. And we're going to do like a knighting ceremony to our top ambassadors.
So actually elaborate on the knight thing for those that haven't been inside the brewery.
Oh, so the reason we're doing a knighting ceremony is because a paladin is actually a noble knight who fights for the good of all people, not just one kingdom or faction. And they have a very strong religious and moral code. So that's where our name comes from. So because our name is Paladin and we have a full Paladin Knight medieval theme going on. So we have a knight in shining armor in the one corner, and then we have a statue of a knight that is somewhat creepy realistic. I mean, Wesley is very realistic. It's all medieval theme. It's all old wood, barn wood that's rustic, and we've got the bathroom doors say maidens and knights instead of men and women. So
how difficult was it to find the aesthetic pieces, if you will?
Not at all.
Really?
No, they all fell into our laps, actually. Yep. My stepfather purchased the knight, the metal knight at a dance studio of all places. It was like in a place where you can buy like clothing for.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was in the window with a for sale sign on it. He's like, yes, I will take that. My biological father purchased the Wesley. The barnwood came from his mother's friend who was residing his barn.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, I mean, it's like legitimate barnwood. Like, that's why it's gray and weathered and stuff.
That's
and
perfect.
So, the chandelier was actually in my father's attic from when he used to have this in his dining room. And we had, I bought some lights at an auction. And I mean, it just all came right together.
It did.
That is pretty cool. And have you guys, with the whole Paladin, how did you guys come up with that name, besides it actually being the perfect name?
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, during the two-year process of looking for a location, we tried to come up with a name because what are we going to call this? You know, so like every name that I could think of, I would Google. Nope, there's a brewery that has that. Nope, there's a brewery that has that. I mean, everything.
I know.
Chandler Brewing. Big John's Brewing. I mean, I'm not a big guy, but you know, like that's just a cool name, right? No. I mean, so I wanted
something to do with dragons.
I wanted Dragonhead Brewing. Nope, it was taken. I mean, I came up with all kinds of stuff. I mean,
so was it the dragons and that spurred then the knights and during that whole period of time?
We really liked the dragon idea, but we couldn't really run with that because there's only so many words that you can say for dragon. And so like it's just gone. True. It's taken. And so when we visualized things with the dragon name, it was all medieval. So then when the medieval names came across our brains, we liked those ones better.
Okay. But none of them had a good sound to it. So her stepfather is a marketing person. So he says it has to sound like it has to be two syllables, you know, Walmart, Best Buy, Target.
Oh, wow.
So, like, he's like, it has to be something kind of catchy. And I was like, I never noticed that. But you're right. I went through all the big chains. And
Holmes
I'm like,
and oh, Hops.
I'm like, yeah, see, you did good.
I'm like, oh, my
God. By accident.
Oh, my gosh. So that's important. And then my kids were playing a video game. And one of the classes that they were able to choose in the video game was a Paladin. I'm just sitting there. And I was probably looking at names or something and watching them. And I go, Paladin. Paladin. Okay, wait a minute. I looked it up. The only thing that actually was even close to a brewery name was a winery in Italy called Paladin Winery.
I feel like you're okay.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, we're good.
Yeah. And I remember Luke asking you what it meant.
Yeah.
And he says, what's a paladin? And what he meant by the question was, do I want to buy these guys, Dad? Like, that's all he was going for. And he looked it up and he was like, oh, a noble knight. Oh. And so then it just kind of snowballed from there. Yeah. It's funny how we remember different parts of that.
Yeah. I know.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. So it worked out good.
That's awesome.
I mean, the brewing beer was something that I envisioned, but the tavern and what it has become was something that I could not have envisioned myself.
I never really thought it would be as phenomenal as it is.
Like we designed the layout of it. I mean, like I have AutoCAD drawings because that was something I used to do as I was a draftsman. So like, you know, so like I have AutoCAD drawings where I designed to use every stick of barnwood that we had. Like every stick that was given to me, it was like, okay, so I can only do so many fake posts that look like they're holding the roof up and stuff, and I can only do this, and well, I really want a little chair rail that goes around the whole place in case we're really busy and people are just standing, they can still set a beer down, you know, like I've seen guys walk over to the bathroom and boom, they just set it right in the little chair rail, go in the bathroom, come back out, and there's their beer.
I've done it.
Okay, so like it's convenient, but that was part of my design. She came up with the idea to make the walls look like they're plaster, you know, like old school, and I found this fake brick stuff for the bottom to make it all feel like a tavern. And then once we did that, it was like, everybody's like, why don't you get TVs? And I'm like, nope, that's not what we are. We're a local tavern where you're supposed to talk to people.
That's right.
So every once in a while, I think our old bartender would yell at people for being on their phone too much.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cut it out. Go talk to Joe.
Yeah. Like, do we need to have a conversation?
Did you not notice that the guy two bar stools down from you was also alone? Just put your phones away and talk to each other.
This is true.
Yeah.
There's a younger guy that goes there that does a lot of his reads a lot when comes.
Yes.
So he probably finds me super annoying because I end up talking to him. I'm like, so what are you reading?
Oh, he doesn't mind at all. But that's just like, you know, he goes there just for his little bit of quiet time or whatever, but he'll be social if you talk to him. Like,
yeah, he's very social. He's very nice. Yep. Yeah. Nice.
I can't remember his name right now. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
I think I've seen him a few times, but I don't think I've ever interrupted him. Oh, that would be something I would do because I'm always talking to people.
If I'm sitting up at the bar and he's right there, I'm going to end up talking to him. Yeah. Like, just letting anybody know, if you sit next to me or in the vicinity of me, I will strike up a conversation.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. We actually, speaking of conversating with people, we've actually had two people that met and have one's gotten married, and one couple has gotten married, another couple is got engaged. They are not married yet. They would be by now if it weren't for the pandemic, but yeah. they're not married. In fact, it was their first date, and I have like still call this poor girl first date Kate. That's like her name now because it was the first time. It was the first time I had met her. And we last summer we actually had somebody get engaged there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so come to Paladin and fall in love.
That's right. There you go.
No promises.
Who needs the dating apps? I don't even know what they are.
No, I don't either.
I don't know. Who needs those when you can actually go and meet someone in person first?
And there's no TVs, so they'll actually look at you.
Well, that's right.
You know, people always get, you don't want to find your spouse at a bar. I mean, it can happen, but like that's the wrong place to pick up people. Like I always tell my wife,
a brewery's not a bar though.
Right. Well, that's what that was my point. I mean, we close at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We don't serve hard alcohol, so it's not that kind of a place. All people come in there. I mean, we have people that just turned 21 that wanted to come celebrate their birthday there.
Yep.
We have older gentlemen that come in there and it's, we have ladies.
Yeah. I mean, one of our regulars he's in his 80s now, isn't
he?
Yeah.
Yep. But, nice. You know, ladies come in. So, I mean, it's you can.
And children. People bring their kids all the time. And every time somebody brings a baby in. Now, obviously, this was pre-COVID. But I would say, did you bring that baby in here just for me? And they always think I'm going to yell at them for bringing their baby in. But really, it's like I'm just so excited.
I know.
I love babies.
I know. They are cute.
I have had baby fever since I was 13. Had four kids. Didn't help any.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
It never went away. It's still there.
Now, see, I will say I do have baby fever, and then I'll like easily give the baby back.
No, we're not having any more kids, but I love
babies. I'm just happy to visit your baby, and that's good enough for me.
Yes, I agree.
So besides the five-year anniversary, do you guys do anything else in the brewery on a regular monthly or whatever basis that people should know?
Yes,
so much.
Yep. She does a kid day almost once a month. It's been a little tricky with the pandemic.
Yes.
But we started it last summer, and it was very successful in the summer. Winter hit it with school and everything. It died down a little bit, but we did stuff indoors.
Yeah.
And it was good.
And we had a good, I mean, I would guess a good 20 to 30 kids even in the winter until pandemic. And so then we completely canceled it. March, April, May, but then in June, well, we didn't actually. We did it online.
We did it online.
We did these events, and I went on Facebook Live, and you could come in and pick up your kit and take it home.
Don't you love how we're all adapting to things?
No, I wish we weren't. It wasn't happening, but yes.
But we're still doing it.
Yes.
So, and I love that. And that is a testament to to our drive.
Yes. So now the adaption, because we can be outside, is we have stations set up. And the stations are a good, like, 12, 15 feet apart.
Yep.
And so your family goes to this station and does whatever the instructions are there. So there's crafts and science projects. And normally one of them has something to do with food because, well, why not?
Yes.
And we have the bounce house and yard games. And so, like, you take your turns. And we have hand sanitizer and spray sanitizer at each one. So even though you're like out and about with other people, you're still safe, you're far away. And this one, it's always the last weekend of the month, and in August we're actually doing a back to school one, and like up our sleeves is we are really hoping, and we haven't completely ironed out the details yet, but we're hoping to have a blank white mask for every child to decorate.
Oh, that would be great.
For back to school. We are also teaming up with Diva Sisters. It's a local group of Christian women, and we're doing a clothing giveaway. So, you know, it's used clothes, but, you know, it's still something new, something that fits, you know, something that's different. And even though the kids may not even be physically going back to school, it's still fun to have something new to wear to the Zoom meetings. You know, you gotta.
It is.
You just get in the back to school mindset.
That's exactly right. How old are your kids now?
So we have a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, and 2 8-year-olds.
The twins.
The twins, yeah. They'll be 9 in September, and that's actually what started the family day, is we threw this absurdly large birthday party for them.
Started the kid day.
The kid day.
So, well, kid day is once a month, but we have a family day.
Once a year.
Okay. In September, and we started it on, like, basically it was a big birthday party for them, but we invited everybody from
the
Paladin.
The whole community. Yeah.
And community. That's so great. Like, her father wanted to do something for them, and he's like, so what was the first one? Was it Outback Ray?
Outback Ray was the first year. So
he's a guy that brings exotic animals.
Oh, neat.
And so the kids just get to watch him. We're like, well, we don't want just That'd be a waste for just our four kids, you know?
That's what started it, was we had seen Outback Ray somewhere, and my father's like, I have to get this for the kids. They have to have this.
Yep.
And I said, well, why don't we invite the whole community since you're paying this price for it anyway? And the turnout was amazing. So then every September we have like a big family day, and we try to keep it at the end of the month just because we try to make it easy for people to remember.
Yes.
But he bought them a bounce house 1 year. And so we have that always set up for the kid event.
Perfect.
I'm not sure what we're going to try to accomplish this year for kid day yet. It's not till September, or for family day, I mean, because with COVID, I want it to still be something that everybody can enjoy safely. So we're still working on that.
I know. Fingers crossed. Like every day, I'm like, it's one day that we're closer to the end of this. So,
or to another shutdown.
No. We're not talking about another shutdown.
Okay. Good. I don't want another shutdown.
No, I think the big joke that I keep hearing about is like, come November 3rd, all of a sudden there'll be a cure for all of this and we'll be able to.
I don't think that is true, but I really hope it's true.
I don't think it is either. And I'd be like, I don't care what the reason is. I'm glad it's over.
Yes, that is my opinion as well.
So thank you guys for coming onto the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Don't forget to talk about the beer we brought.
Oh, yes. Yes, Abby. Tell us about this beer that we're drinking.
So Dreamsicle is our top seller in the summer, for sure. It's a nice, crisp, light beer that has the hint of the flavor of Dreamsicle, of a creamsicle. So it's like you're eating a creamsicle, but it still tastes like beer. It's not overwhelming. Like our strawberry shandy is punch you in the face strawberry.
Yes.
There's just the hints of orange and vanilla in this that just make it, well, just really refreshing and easy to drink.
And it also brings you back to when you were a kid and you were so excited when you got that popsicle
with ice cream in the middle.
That had the vanilla ice cream in the middle is like, no joke, the best treat ever.
Yes.
So,
and we made it into a beer,
which is the best adult treat.
That's
ever.
Correct. That's what I was going to say.
So the artwork that on the cans was actually done by a guy that lives in Macedonia, the country, not the city. Oh. So over in Europe, and I tell him what I want, and he does it, and he creates it, and so I'm very proud of all of our beer labels.
Custom artwork.
They are custom artwork, yeah. And all of our custom artwork is available on posters too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I need to fill up
Yeah, you've got a space or two. Oh, we'll get you a poster.
I definitely have space for a poster. That would be super cool.
You have to
cool.
pick which one of our beer labels you like the best. Mm-hmm.
Dreamsicle.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I do like the Dreamsicle. And I do also like the other one, the Ash Kicker. It just depends on what mood you're in.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones, the Dreamsicle is sweeter than the Ash Kicking. Yeah.
Ash Kicking.
Ash Kicking. It's okay. You said Ash, so I'm happy. I always correct people when they turn that H into an S. Oh, no, yes, it's about the firefighters. It's not about boxing.
Yes. Well, thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Come anytime. At all. It'll be awesome. And hope to see you next week.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know the next time I have something I want people to know about.
Definitely. That'd be awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.